That's 636-584-0002.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed. Your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Tired of cold, gloom, and gray? Spring has arrived at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141, where better homes and backyards begin. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
It's back, St. Louis.
It's the St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 25th through 28th, with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Thursday, February 25th through Sunday, February 28th. Only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealer St. Charles Boat Show, February 25th through 28th.
Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone Complete Auto Care.
A real hunk with defined lats and pecs and rippling calf muscles. His biceps bulge just right. He's so limber that he does splits like a 16-year young cheerleader.
Boy, Paul Harris likes his bulked up men, doesn't he?
That was Paul Harvey.
Yeah, what?
That was Paul Harvey.
Wow.
That happened like the last 3 days. For some reason, saying that triggers, and I was fine up until then. Let's try it again. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the February 18th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. No, don't do that, because then I'll start, and then it's like a chain reaction. You can't stop it. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hey, you may not need that heat for a couple of days over the weekend. They still saying bumping 70 or something like that?
Kitten bumping mid-70s.
Yeah. Give the heat a break
tomorrow,
for a day or two. But that's only temporary, folks. Look, it's still February, or however you're supposed to pronounce it. Still a round of introductions at the control board. I'd like to present Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it'll be a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house. He is with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's he going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He Behemoth is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
I can't ask her. I can't ask her because she's what? In heaven. You know, there's that song, In Heaven There Is No Beer.
Yeah.
You heard that song?
That's why
yeah,
so we Rat drink
Boy,
it here.
Yeah, that's why we drink it here. So Rat Boy wants to know if I would ask Bernice, which I can't. It's impossible. If there's any what in heaven?
Cheese.
See, I'm sure there is.
Oh.
Especially for you. That's what heaven is.
Yeah.
Heaven for Rat Boy would be nothing but cheese. I'll bet you that's what it'll be.
Yep.
Nothing but cheese for you, Rat Boy. Please give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. I mean, mine would be nothing but
breasts,
boob clouds,
just breasts and more
just
breasts,
laying on boob clouds all day, like a boob bag chair, you know, like a bean bag chair,
boob bag,
just a bean bag chair made out of a giant boob.
Hey, there's an idea.
What?
A boob bag chair.
What do you mean that's an idea?
Make
how
it,
would you?
Well, you make it
out
like
of what?
With beans, but you make the bean bag chair, but you make it in the make it look
make it
like
what?
A boob.
Where would the boob be? What part of the chair would you sit on the boob? Would you lean your back against the boob?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what? It's two boobs. It's two boobs making
wouldn't the
like
nipple
an L
just
shape.
Jab you right in your back though.
No, it'd be at the top.
Oh, like a headrest.
Like a headrest.
Yeah.
So it would
hey.
Be a breast pointing up and a breast pointing out.
Yeah.
You sit on one and your back is against the other. You are literally sitting in between.
Yeah.
Like,
the
two, all right. Now he's got something.
I'm going to get boobbag.com right now.
Jump on it before somebody else does, because they will. Bill Cleveland's on the way because
too late. Oh, wait,
somebody
no.
Somebody has it?
No, it
wouldn't
is available.
Me.
Well, it's
you should get on it.
It's secured by crazydomains.com.
Oh.
They already have it.
They'll sell it to you.
They'll probably want a pretty good price.
You never know. I paid $350 for frankopinion.com. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Some guy owned it. Some guy actually owned frankopinion.com. And it was a real technical site where he explained some... I couldn't even understand it. It was mechanical parts or something.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I can't believe this. Somebody has Frank. So I found the guy, contacted the guy, and he was really boring. And I said, hey, I have a radio show. And
great.
My name's Frank Opinion. And he said, yeah, what do you want? And I said, well, I would like I'd like that domain name. Yeah, I bet you would. And so then he starts telling me how valuable it is. He goes, this is a site where I go on and I do commentary about, and it was something about parts to machinery or something.
Oh.
He said, and everybody knows that site, and that's where they go for their information. And he goes on and on about how this is so valuable. I said, let's just get cut to it. What do you want for it? And he says, well, you can talk all you want to, and you can try to bargain, but I won't take a dollar less than $350. I thought he was going to say 10 grand.
Yeah.
And I said, man, that's pretty steep, which it wasn't.
Mm.
I said, I don't know. Okay. And I sent him the money, and I got frankopinion.com. And that's a true story. It really is a true story. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Oh, and I was about to say, Bill Cleveland will join us because he knows that every Thursday when Scott Sherman's in here, the phones go crazy, and we're always going to run over into Bill's time. So he's sort of become accustomed to the idea that, hey, every Thursday, put it in the playhouse, which he will. Now, the fact that it's going to be 70s, just ignore that. Because if you think that means, well, hey, the groundhog was right or something. Spring, no.
They're saying 70s tomorrow, 60s
you're going to see
Saturday
teens,
and Sunday.
We're
going to
see 10 and 12 and 15 again.
Back to normal next week.
We just are. All this means is this is actually bad news for your heating and cooling system, because the heating element's thinking, all right, I made it. Winter's over. No, you didn't. It's a trick. It's a trick from Mother Nature. You're going to get hit again. You're going to have to kick in, and you're going to have to produce, and you're going to have to make heat, and you're going to have to keep the family warm. Maybe it's up to the task. Maybe it's not. Here's the good news. Anyone who's AM and the PM is only going to use one heating and cooling company. That's just the way this works. There is no fee to join this club that's called being AM and the PM. It's a special privilege. It's free, though. But there's some things you have to live up to. You can't just walk around telling people you're AM and the PM, and then they say, Joe Schmuck's heating and cooling pull up to your house. Somebody's going to report you to us, and then we take action. Matheny. You are excused if you live in Illinois Or if you live in Missouri and you're not in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, that's who they service. All of St. Louis, all of St. Charles County. Okay, St. Louis County, St. Charles County. Now, you say, well, my house is a little house. They're not going to want it. Oh, yes, they are. No home is too small or too big. No business too small or too large. No replacement and complete reinstallation of a new system is too big a task. They can do it. 74 years they've been doing this, and they have a fantastic reputation. Good family business, good solid business, good honest business. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app you can download free. It's STL Taxi. So easy to use. Or you can get them the old-fashioned way by phone, 314-652-3456. Either way, make it a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Good. Would you like to hear some good news? I have some good news to share with you.
You bet.
So there's
Ann Murray had a song called "We Sure Could Use a Little Good News Today." Do you remember that song?
No.
Nobody remembers that song?
I don't.
Well, I'll tap
that way before my time.
I remember. No,
could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
No, she did a song called "We Sure Could Use a Little Good News Today," and I'll pull it up sometime. But yeah, we'd love some good news.
Well, so there's an organization called the Midwest Travel Writers Association. So this is like one of the very top travel and tourism organizations in the country. In fact, I think it's like the oldest travel writing organization.
Great.
So anyhow, so to be part of this thing, you have to be invited, and then you have to fill out this application, and then you have to have sponsors. You have to have at least, I think it's three different people who are in the organization to sort of vouch for you and all this stuff, and then they vote on it. There's some committee that votes on it, then there's like a board of directors that votes on it, blah, blah, blah.
Great.
Found out yesterday, I am the newest member of the Midwest Travel Writers Association.
Whoa! A huge honor.
It is. It is actually. It's huge. It's very exciting. So
what do they do exactly?
You have to go to meetings or anything?
Yeah.
Well, they do have meetings like twice a year. They have a big conferences, but it's really great with networking and to. It really sort of is a sort of proud badge to wear when you work with people. They go, oh, you're part of the Midwest Travel Writers. Okay. So yeah, it's really cool, and I'm very honored, and pretty neat.
You're welcome.
To share that with you.
I think you probably owe part of that to this show. It was this show.
Oh, I wanted to get in. I didn't mention this. I didn't mention this show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he didn't mention us because he wanted to get in.
Yeah,
probably. Pretty smart.
Hopefully they didn't Google.
Hey, Cleveland, I recognize that. Aren't you on, No, you're thinking of Ben Cleveland. That's
I'm thinking of Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, that's another guy.
I have nothing
to do with that show.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Well, Bernie Sanders. I'm sorry?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Bernie Sanders got an endorsement from the American Postal Workers Union the other day.
Okay.
Actually, Bernie Sanders' neighbor got the endorsement. It was meant for him. He'll bring it over eventually.
Oh, see, they got the wrong address. Postal humor.
Yeah. And according to a new survey, almost half of the voters in Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania said they do not trust Hillary Clinton. Republicans immediately got together and said, all right, it's a huge opportunity for us. How are we going to screw it up?
Well, they can't seem to get anything together.
Yeah. Did you see this yesterday? Kind of a big slap in the face to Hillary. Actress Susan Sarandon said she votes not for vagina.
Wait a second. She what?
She is the one that votes not for vagina. That's what she said. Yeah.
Wow.
What does that mean? She wouldn't vote for any woman?
She said she votes, not her vagina. To which
I thought you said votes not for vagina.
Yeah.
But she votes not her vagina. I get it.
Huh?
I'm not finished. I'm trying to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I don't get it. I'm almost about to get it. Go ahead.
Okay. Actor Susan Sarandon said she votes not her vagina.
Uh-huh.
She votes not her vagina. To which Bill Clinton responded, I can still go ahead and register it for you if you want.
Did she actually say that?
She actually said that.
Yeah, she said it yesterday. Yeah.
I vote not my vagina?
Well, what she's saying is, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I'm automatically going to vote for a woman. Just because we both have, you know, vaginas.
Thank you. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Wow.
Yeah. Woo! And finally, this afternoon.
We got sidetracked.
Vagina always sidetracks.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, a man in Pennsylvania has been arrested after he left marijuana accidentally in his son's Elmo backpack.
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess the police became suspicious when Elmo laughed for 2 hours without being tickled.
That tickle me Elmo humor.
Mm-hmm. Votes for their vagina. Remember that, folks. The Book Club segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AMN PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
Bill Cleveland, newest member of the whatever that was he said. That
Midwest Travelers
Writers Union Association of American International.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's it.
Yeah. I know this is kind of a weird thing to bring up, I guess. I don't know that anybody else has ever said this, but I was buying milk, and then it occurred to me, what difference does it make what brand of milk you buy?
Have you
ever tasted a milk that tasted different than another milk?
No.
2% of this one tastes just like 2% and whole milk. So why do some people pick, oh, I want that brand of milk? Because they think it's a big name or something? It's milk.
Yeah, because I'll get, like, whatever grocery store I'm in, I'll get their name brand.
Because it's a little cheaper.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's milk. Now, here's another one. Eggs. I see eggs, and I see, something farms, and then here's another kind of... They're eggs.
Yeah.
I've never eaten an egg and think, man, what brand is this? I don't like this egg. It's an egg. Bananas, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And what else can you think of where it wouldn't make any... Now, you can't say that about apples, because a Fuji is a better apple. It just is.
Yeah.
It cracks.
Yeah.
It snaps. But... I'm trying to think, like celery. I don't care what brand.
Broccoli.
Celery, broccoli. Yeah. Exactly. Who cares? I wonder what other, I guess maybe macaroni. How about this? How about spaghetti? Like just a pack of spaghetti. You put it in the water.
Yeah.
It's spaghetti.
Just the noodles, yeah. Well, what about soup? Like,
yeah, I think there's a difference there.
With Campbell's and like the store name brand or something like that.
Well, I would do the store name brand, but I think Progresso and Campbell's do taste different. But milk is just an interesting thing. Remember when I went to Kix to work at Kix, and I think it was Peevely, and they put a caricature of me on a milk carton. Do you remember this?
Oh,
because they used to put missing people.
Yes.
So I was missing from the airwaves for a while I was sitting out to join another station. So it was a clever idea. And they had a sketch of me on the milk carton, and you'd go in the store, and, oh, look, and it would say, it's a Franco Pena, Kix 104. Have you seen Frank? And then, well, you'll hear him on Kix 104. And then apparently the story I got was somebody high up at Peevely found out. They didn't know it had been approved, and they found out about it, and they had him taken pull from all the stores because that guy didn't like me. So they took them all out of the stores. It's a lot of wasted milk to me. But I've been hurt more than that. When we came to work in this building, they wouldn't play our show on hold because the Disney Channel was in the building. So if you called KTRS and they said, sure, hold. Mr. Dorsey, hold, please, and Disney came on, not even our station.
Yeah.
And I asked about it, and they said, well, we had to sign an agreement when Disney came in and leased some space that we wouldn't have you on hold. It was because of me. I'm a horrible, horrible person.
That's hurtful.
Apparently it is hurtful, Dan. It's very hurtful. Now, I guess the only thing I can say about this story is, how drunk would you have to be? This actually happened to a guy. He gets really drunk and wakes up, and I guess his buddies had a tattoo artist tattoo a penis on his inner thigh so it looked like it was hanging down his leg. And it was bigger than his real one. And he thought they just took a Sharpie marker and were goofing around until he realized when he tried to rub it off, it started bleeding. It was a real tattoo of a wiener on his leg. How drunk are you that you don't know somebody's tattooing you?
Oh, you're really drunk.
You got to really, really be drunk. The Army has come up with a pizza that will last 3 years for soldiers who are deployed. Ooh, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
When I was in basic training, we had to eat, they're called MREs, meals ready to eat. And they were in little sealed packets, and they had an incredible shelf life, like 10 years. It's like that end of the world food.
Yeah, were they
store.
Was any of them any good?
Yes, the beef hash or whatever it was, I thought was actually pretty good. I kind of enjoyed it. Well, now they figured out how to make pizza, and they bake it, and then they seal it in a packet, and they say it's good for 3 years.
Wow.
And they said it tastes very much like the pizza you'd find in a school cafeteria or day-old pizza. I got no problem with day-old pizza.
Oh, I bet if you've been out in
Afghanistan in the dirt and you open that up, who cares if it tastes like that? I bet it tastes great. I'm thrilled to death to get that. And Google is going to try this in San Francisco and L.A., delivering groceries. I've always thought this was a great idea.
I thought some places did that already.
They've tried it, but they've never been able to make it profitable. And here's the deal. You need to buy at least $35 worth of groceries. Well, don't most people, when they go to the grocery store, spend at least $35? And that way, delivery, if you're a member of this club, it's $3. If you're not, it's $5. I think that's cheap.
Mm.
Look at all the elderly people or somebody sick. They can't get out in stinking weather and snow and ice. And they say there's only a two-hour window. You put in your order, in 2 hours, your groceries are at your house.
That's pretty good.
I think it's a great idea, and I think it's pretty reasonable. So it probably won't fly because they're going to realize they can't make any money with it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I think I know about 6 deathbed jokes where they start with, guy's on his deathbed, and they're all funny, and I don't know why. Deathbed humor shouldn't be funny. Here's maybe one of the best of the 6. And it's a guy who is in the hospital. He's got tubes, and, you know, it's bad. And the doctor goes out to his wife and says, he's got about 2 hours. She says, all right. She goes in and sits down by the bed and holds his hand, and he says, he's really weak. And he says, there's something I have to tell you. And I know I don't have long. I heard the doctor. I heard what he said to you a couple hours. She said, honey, save your strength. You don't have much time. Please don't over. He says, no. I have to tell you this. I have to get this off my conscience before I pass away. She said, well, what is it? What is it that's so important? He said, I slept with your sister. She said, what? He said, I know. I don't even know what I was thinking. But I slept with her, I don't feel good about it, and I just don't think I can pass from this earth with that on my conscience. I need to hear you say you'll forgive me because I slept with her several times, but just please, and mean it when you say it, that you'll forgive me. She said, you know what? I do forgive you. I forgive you. He goes, oh, my goodness, thank you. And he drifts off. She thinks he's dead. He just drifts off to sleep. Now, they can't explain it, but miraculously, he rallies back. And he's released from the hospital. He goes home. He's home for a couple of weeks. Everything seems to be fine. He even manages to go to work a couple of days. And after 2 weeks, boom, he's stricken, hits the floor, code blue, 911, to the hospital. Doctor comes out to his wife and says, all right, look, he's fading fast. She says, well, that's what you said last time. He said, no, I don't know what happened last time, but I'm telling you right now, what happened 2 weeks ago is not going to happen again. He is going to die. He has an hour, maybe. You need to get in there. She goes in, grabs his hand. He says, he's in and out of consciousness. I got to tell you something. She says, well, what? He says, I slept with your sister. She says, honey, you told me that 2 weeks ago. He says, I mean, since then.
All All right, we're going to see how traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's not rolling very well, Dan. We've got a, first of all, you've got a crash reported on westbound 40 west of McKnight. You've got a vehicle fire. You can see the smoke all over the place on eastbound Highway 70 at 5th Street. It looks like only two left lanes are getting through at this time. Getting a backup there. Westbound drivers slowing from Highway 270 all the way out through 5th Street. We've got the accident on southbound 270 at Graboid. That's been moved off to the right shoulder, but you're still jammed pretty solid now from Page all the way down through Graboid. We have hockey traffic coming in on eastbound 40, slowing from 141 up through 270. Then from, it looks like, Ballas in through Big Bend. Westbound 44, a bit slow now between Elm and Berry Road. And then we have southbound 141. That's jamming up a little bit south of Big Bend down through Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Burger King's Breakfast. Do you say your favorite breakfast sandwich, croissant-wich or croissant-wich? However you say it, right now get two light, flaky, buttery croissant-wiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. Amazing Siding has an unbelievable pre-spring manufacturer's rebate promotion going on now. If you schedule now, you can receive 0% interest for 5 full years, plus a $2,250 manufacturer rebate towards the purchase of Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows, plus an $1,125 rebate towards the purchase of any Infinity fiberglass patio door. That's like starting your estimate with thousands off right from the start on top of the rebate. Take advantage of no money down, no interest for 5 full years, and maybe the best part, you don't even have to make a payment for the first 5 months. You only have a couple of weeks to schedule. 2015 manufacturer rebates and financing expire February 20th. So to take advantage, call them now. Call Amazing Siding at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800, or online at AmazingSTL.com. Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. Call for details.
What are you doing?
Making a good thing even better.
I thought our Webster Groves location of Schnars Hardware was already better than the big box stores, with our quality customer service and real knowledge of how to use what we sell.
Sure, but we need more room for more stuff that people need, and also room for more services.
More services?
Yes, more services like lamp repair, plus more space for all the things we already do.
Oh, I get it. We're improving our Webster Groves location, but wasn't it superb before?
Yes, but now it will be schnarified.
Schnarified? Is that even a word?
It is now. That means we'll have the same great service that Schnars Hardware is famous for. Services unmatched by the big box stores, with easy parking at both locations. Have you seen my hammer? I can't find it.
Well, if that one right behind you isn't it, I know where you can get a replacement.
Schnars Hardware?
Good answer.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, at our two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
If you want to lose weight starting right now, boy, have I got a special free deal for you. I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody. You've probably seen our DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. And we just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. Now you can stream our library of fitness programs right on your computer, tablet, smartphone, even your web-enabled TV for free. And now I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. Go for it and lose as much weight as possible without paying a dime. All I ask is for your feedback so we can make it the best weight loss site ever created. Just text the word BOD to 313131 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, actually over 400 different workouts for free. Just text BOD to 313131 and get started for free right now. Text BOD to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
The next time you're in your basement, look up.
What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
All right, let's open up there, Dave. Yes, you have the worst cavity I've ever seen before.
Oh, that explains this horrible pain.
Okay, then, have a good day.
Well, aren't you going to fix it?
Oh, no, I'm not a dentist, just a dental monitor.
Monitor?
I don't fix cavities, just let you know when you have them. Like I said, it's a pretty big hole.
Why monitor a problem if you don't fix it? That's why LifeLock does more than free credit monitoring to protect you from identity theft. We not only use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a range of identity threats. If you have a problem, we have a U.S.-based team of specialists who'll fix it. After all, plaque attacks are nothing compared to the identity theft that 1 in 4 people experienced last year. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, protecting your identity is pretty painless. Your molars are a different story. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Sign up now and get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS.
Do you want the greenest lawn on the block? All you have to do is count to 5 and find DynaGreen. DynaGreen fertilizer formations have FertiBlend. That's a special blend of ingredients that increase fertilizer effectiveness so you get better results with less fertilizer and the greenest lawn on the block. To find DynaGreen near you, all you have to do is check them out online, DynaGreenInfo.com. That's DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Schnucks, Straub's, Dierbergs, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You need a personal loan fast?
You need Pocket Fund.
Get up to $1,000 the next day
at PocketFund.com
with their quick online application. As a bonus, you'll receive $20 free with your first approved loan.
Apply online today at PocketFund.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get it sober?
Somebody sent me an email, and I can't remember if it was yesterday or today. It was National Drink Wine Day. I wrote him back. He said, please tell Mike Evans. I said, hey, every day for Mike is National Drink Wine Day. He doesn't need to.
That's actually today.
Is it today?
Yes.
What a ridiculous.
I know.
Who makes up that stuff? National Pancake Day.
I don't know. It's Wine Day, and it's also Stuffed Crab Stuffed Salmon or some crap day. I don't know. Something
you really
like that.
Don't know, do you?
No, but it's something
started
like
something
that.
And you didn't even know what you're talking about. Way to go. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans. And if it is National Drink Wine Day, I can't think of a better place to drink it than Annie Gunn's Restaurant, or picking up some at Smokehouse Market right next door. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Market. They sell thousands of gift cards every year because the people who buy them know that whoever they give them to is going to really appreciate them and use them. Nobody throws away or gives away a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Located next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Folks, here's Mike Evans.
It's National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day.
Man. Oh, Crab Stuffed Flounder.
Oh, man, I'm sure glad you told me that. What am I supposed to do about that?
I don't know. And wine is supposed to help you with your cholesterol.
And it's National Battery Day.
Oh, yeah, it's National Battery Day. We're talking about wine.
What does that mean, National Battery Day?
Well, whenever
like,
you
like
check...
a salt and battery, like you're supposed to hit somebody, or...
It says... this is a day to appreciate the convenience batteries provide.
Oh,
to
that's
our
ridiculous.
Everyday.
That's ridiculous. That is so ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
Whenever you research the origin of these,
wait
though.
Wait till I get on to see starts ruining it.
Yeah, ruining the. It's a pre-ruin.
Why don't you just come over to my house and throw a frag bomb?
Just pee right on your welcome mat.
Yeah, you actually pre-ruined his report before it even started.
Yeah, that's never happened before. Thank
no,
you.
That's a first. What's going on?
Happened.
What's going on?
It's wine day. Did I hear you
National
say
drink National yeah. Drink Wine Day.
Oh man,
you're all over that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on.
See, he's complying right now. Participating.
Oh,
yeah, baby. How's your day been, Frank?
It's been great. It's been great so far.
It's been good day. Good day for me. Clean my office today, which is. My office gets as filthy as anything you'd want to see. It's almost like a hoarder.
Sound like our office here. Wait, we don't have an office
yeah.
at KTRS.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
How come you don't have an office here? That's a huge building.
Because we don't need one. What would we do in it?
Nothing. We don't do it. Yeah, we don't.
We don't need one.
We have a file cabinet.
Yes.
In the studio. But yeah. We don't need an office.
I guess you don't. Pacquiao's question, what CEO makes the most money? The CEO of General Electric. CEO of Times Warner Communications. CEO of Disney Corporation, or the commissioner of the NFL. Odds and ends, Bill Clinton flies commercial most of the time and was on a flight from JFK to Las Vegas when it was delayed 2 hours on the tarmac due to weather. Passengers say while he looked very, very pale and very, very frail, that he could not have been nicer.
No, he is pale and frail. He looks like he's 85 years old.
Man, how about that?
I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Clinton starts showing up like that. What was his name? Bellagotti, the mafia guy in New York, to start walking around the sidewalk wearing a robe.
I don't know about that guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was during the Gotti days.
Yeah.
This old gangster started wearing a robe and and slippers and walking around New York City.
All I know is if you see Bill Clinton, holy cow, without makeup and the right lighting, I'm not kidding. He looks like he's in his mid to late 80s, and his mouth's always hanging open like some old person.
Oh, that's what Cheryl said. We watched him the other day, and she was giving a speech, and his mouth never shut for about 15 minutes.
It's open like an old person sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's
how about going from Air Force One to flying in...
he probably loves it.
Yeah.
He loves the attention.
Yeah.
That's right. I like the attention.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here we go. Bruce Springsteen is about to release a book of his memoirs and says, quote, I'm going to spill all the beans. That might be kind of good. I mean, Bruce Springsteen's got to know a lot of stories about a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess. I just never did get into him or his music.
I'm not into Springsteen.
Did you ever see his shows?
No.
Oh, his concerts are great. Which reminds me, Dan?
Yes, sir.
My good buddy?
Oh, I'm sure.
My friend?
Yes, sir.
June in Washington, D.C.?
June?
In Washington, D.C.
Really?
What's that about?
Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews Band?
He'll take care of it. He'll take care
of it. He's my man. A tourist visiting New York City says that the people there are in a hurry and they're very rude. These people were from Iowa, and they say that they got lost in Midtown and nobody would help them, and it was getting late, and they got worried, so they called 911. They say the 911 operator answered by saying, "This better be good."
Yeah, that's
only
New York.
New York. Academy Awards are a real pain in the butt if you have to get around Hollywood. Five streets will be closed tomorrow, including seven blocks of Hollywood Boulevard for the next week. They are preparing for the Oscars a week from Sunday. A lot of people down in that neighborhood just leave. I mean, because you can't get in or out. Here's a weird O.J. Simpson nugget. For years, you know, O.J. dated Christy Prody. Remember her?
Nope.
Christy Prody. They dated for years and years. Blonde, looked a lot like Nicole. O.J. called her his soulmate, moral twins. They knew each other, and they thought the same way. Well, I guess they did, because now I just learned yesterday that O.J. and Christy Prody have been writing to each other for a couple of years while both were in prison.
They are soulmates.
She's
and soulmates.
2 to 5 for burglary.
All right.
I guess they are a lot alike.
Yeah.
Manny Pacquiao says homosexuals were worse than animals. And then recanted immediately when his manager said that could cost you some endorsements. It did. Nike, a soft drink company, have dumped him so far. People who know Manny say that's just the way he thinks, which makes me even more excited about my good friend Timothy Bradley fighting their third rubber fight, and it'll be Pacquiao's last fight, and is fighting in April in Las Vegas, and I hope Timmy just beats the crap out of Manny.
You'll be right there ringside, won't you?
I will be. Date in history, February 18th, celebrating birthdays today. Vanna White. How old is Vanna White?
50, this is going to surprise us, I think.
58.
Oh.
I'll say 60.
57.
Ooh. Oh.
John Travolta, how old is he?
Well, he's at least 60.
62.
You're looking at Google or something.
No. I'll say 59.
It's 62.
No. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
And...
This is a skater?
Bobcat Goldthwait, or...
No, this is a skater.
Yoko Ono.
Oh, Yoko Ono. Oh, that's one of her songs.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't recognize it.
82.
One of her songs.
Oh, 75.
74.
83. Oh, Epion was close.
And finally.
No.
No!
That was one of her big hits Mike was singing.
I know. No,
it sounded just like her.
Hey, Mike, Peon bowled a 299 last night.
Yeah, 299. Pin short of a 300.
Yes.
When did you blow it?
Last night.
No, what frame?
Very last ball.
Yeah.
You have to.
Oh, my God.
The 12th
That's
one.
Right. You would have to do it the last ball.
Yeah.
Oh.
How exciting and frustrating.
Yes, it's a mix of emotions because it is my highest score ever, but so close.
What did he ask? What,
solid pin? Five pin?
No.
No, it was not a solid pocket shot. It was a two pin.
Two pin?
Yes.
Wow.
Light pocket hit.
Right pocket hit.
Light.
Went Brooklyn on us, huh?
No.
No, light. It was on the right side.
It was on the right side.
Yeah.
All right. Who makes the most money, CEO of General Electric, CEO of Times Warner Communications, CEO of Disney Corporation, or the commissioner of the National Football League?
Oh, I'll go commissioner.
Commissioner.
Yeah, I can't stand the NFL, so I'll go commish.
It's Roger Goodell makes $35 million a year, $2 million more than those other guys. What does he do? He goes to football games free and says, there's no such thing as concussions.
Yeah.
That's what he does for a living. Mike Evans, aloha, huiho, mahalo, nui loa.
Hey, we all got it.
Yeah.
That's rare. That's very rare. Celebrating National Drink Wine Day, that was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. A fantastic, I don't know what five-star really means, but I'm guessing it's a five-star restaurant. If it's not, I don't know what is. And, of course, next door, the Smokehouse Market. Quick break. We come back. Say goodbye. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're getting a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, what a tough ride home it's been. We've got a new crash. It looks like three vehicles now on southbound 170 just south of Del Mar. The left lane is blocked. We had that vehicle fire that's on eastbound 70 at 5th Street, and that's causing a backup to a little bit east of Zumbel. But then westbound drivers are slowing from Highway 270 all the way out as they take a look at that. We also have eastbound traffic on hockey traffic coming in. It looks like it's slow to stop and go in pockets between Ballas all the way in through Big Bend. We have southbound 270. That earlier accident's been cleared at Graboy, but things are jammed up pretty solid now north of Olive down through Highway 44. And then you have eastbound 270 slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Well, never mind. I got to skip this one. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Subway has an amazing deal going on now for the entire month of February. All classic footlongs are just $6 or less each. Hurry in. Deal ends soon. Subway. Founded on fresh.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
It has been a pleasure serving you, and that's how we think of ourselves, as your servants. Thank you. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye, Dean.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Smoke gets in your eyes? That's what workers at the salon say about the cigar store ever since it opened next door.
It was the scariest thing I'd ever gotten through.
A shot fired during a Festus home invasion with three young children nearby. What the thieves got away with.
The grandmother of a three-year-old who froze to death last week speaking out tonight. What she's saying to the volunteers who helped and her message.